Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. Wow, she's one of our favorites, and we have not talked to her in so long. Victoria Jones, she is the grand dame of the organization, so it is always a pleasure to have her on the show. Hey, Victoria.
Thank you, except grand dame makes me sound old.
No, it's not old. It's okay, the Duchess? Is that a better title? The Duchess of Talk Radio News?
If Kate Middleton can be a duchess, then I can be a duchess. How about that?
All right, that works out well. I like that. Hey,
yeah,
speaking of that, your old home country, what is going on with the weather? The worst weather, the hottest weather they've had in 138 years. People are melting on the streets. What's going on?
I know. They're dropping like flies, man, and there's no air conditioning. And what you all don't know is that England is humid. It's an island, you see. And it gets very humid, and London in particular gets very humid. So even when it's like, suppose it's 75,
right.
That feels like about 83. You've been. It feels like about 83. So right now it's in the low to high 90s. That feels like about 110. And these are people who, we are so summer deprived. So there are people in England, I know people like this, who if it gets to 65, they put on shorts, and they'll put on shorts, and they'll say, I'm putting on shorts because it should be 70.
It should be 70.
I'm going to the beach, and I'm going to go in the water because it should be hot. And I'm like, but it's not. Yeah, but it should be.
Oh, that is so bad.
Yeah. And so now when it is, they don't know what to do.
Oh, so stubborn. I love that. Yeah, they don't know what to do. So, you know, it's interesting. We, you know, as we talk about what's going on in England, and actually you look at Washington and with the 4th of July coming up, you know, it's such a huge celebration there. But do you find that people in D.C., because of politics, you know, everybody's, it's like bees in a hive and then they all scatter is what I found. Is that what happens on 4th of July?
Oh yeah, big travel time. I want to say it's great for us to go downtown, but it's not because there are other people here. There are people from other, you know, and they're wearing shorts.
And they're wearing shorts. I love that. And they're wearing shorts. Oh, that's so funny. Hey, one guy you'll never catch in shorts is Donald Trump. I'm so glad we have you on the show. What do you make of Donald Trump and he's neck and neck with Jeb Bush in the polls for the Republicans? Are you kidding? You know, Bob Ney, your compatriot, feels as though Jeb Bush eventually is just going to drop out of this. He thinks he's not going to hang in there because he doesn't seem to be wanting to really run for the office. Do you get that sense?
Yeah, you do get that sense. And actually, interestingly, because Donald Trump is kind of like an idiot savant, he says the same thing about Jeb Bush. He doesn't think he has the fire in the belly. I don't think he has the fire in the belly, too. I think he's doing it because mommy wants him to, even though she said she didn't, but I think she does, really. And it's kind of like, well, you're a Bush, so you sort of have to, you know?
Right,
so
right.
It's kind of like he doesn't. He's got all this money. He's raised all this money. What are you going to do with it now? Going to do something with it. So I think he is. And you've got Bush, you've got Trump at number two, which is insane when you think about what he says. But everybody knows who he is. And it's like the more outrageous he is, it's kind of like this craziness. It's like all these imps are responding to the opinion polls and going, oh, yeah, I'm going to vote for him because why not?
Yeah, exactly. Why not? Hey, since we're talking about politics, of course, Washington, Bernie Sanders the other day in Wisconsin, this independent senator is, I think, now going to raise a few problems for Hillary Clinton. Almost 10,000 people showed up. That's crazy, Victoria. Wow, he's got a following.
He has. He's got a genuine following. He's doing really well. You know, if somebody decided to attack him and start calling him a socialist.
Yeah.
That's when it can backfire, and the Clinton machine is at some point willing to attack him. Right now she's being a queen, and she's not really bothering to do that. Her surrogates are, though, Claire McCaskill, the senator, she has laid into him pretty hard, so she's got her surrogates at it, but she has not done it herself yet. But, yeah, this wasn't supposed to happen, I don't think, to Hillary Clinton. So I think she's starting to get a little worried, not seriously worried yet, but Bernie is seen as authentic, I think.
Yeah, I agree, too. Hey, one last one, most important question ever. These private parties that the president's throwing, that the right wing is writing about, are you invited to these shindigs?
No.
No. You can't even crash? You can't find a way in?
No, there's no way in, man.
There's no way in. I love that. All right, Victoria Jones, Talk Radio News. Thanks so much. Always fun with you.
Thank you.
Hey, coming up this hour of America Tonight, at the tail end of the hour, we're going to talk about it, this debate, global warming, climate change. The Pope jumps into it. And since the Pope decided to do that over a week ago, there have been a lot of people saying, wow, why is the Vatican having any say in what's happening as far as the environment is concerned, as far as the climate change versus global warming tug of war? And we're going to talk to Tom Harris all about that. Plus, baby boomer tennis. Legends, lessons, links to win in tennis and life. Dr. Joy Macy of Palomine and Craig Bell will join us. You know, Wimbledon is pretty historic this time around because you've got Serena Williams, who has a chance at another leg of the Triple Crown that would make it ultimately the Grand Slam. So if she were to win in England, and that would be the third of the four she needs for the Grand Slam, man, oh, man, to have a natural Grand Slam, what a piece of history that would be for Serena Williams. And speaking of history, Bernie Sanders is making history with the amount of people that are showing up in these various places that he's been, where he has been obviously stumping for votes. And I guess the biggest crowd and the one everybody's talking about is so crazy. I saw some video of it today. I'd seen it the other day, but then looking at it again today, the massive crowd, a 10,000-seat stadium in Madison, Wisconsin. So this is younger people. He is striking a chord with a lot of younger people. And I wonder how that plays, you know, out with Hillary Clinton. The fact that he might not be as much of a long shot, maybe, as a lot of people were predicting Bernie Sanders is. So, of course, as always, we are rocking and shaking in different directions here on ATN. We're going to check the mailbag along the way. We'll do that this show, too. And we've got our cheap movie reviews and a whole bunch of other things in between throughout the hours as we cruise through, heading into, and we are already in the midst of, a holiday weekend. Happy 4th of July. Coming up next, baby boomer tennis, a different way to play when you're a weekend warrior. Hang with us.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
All right, it's no secret that I am a huge tennis fan. So, of course, watching Wimbledon's been interesting. Rafa Nadal knocked out by a qualifier. Oh, yeah, it happened in four sets. German qualifier Dustin Brown did it on Thursday. And it's Nadal's fourth loss at Wimby to a player ranked over 100 in the world. You never know what can happen. All eyes, I think, are on Serena Williams to see what's going to happen with Serena. As I already mentioned before, she's got a great shot at the Grand Slam. And you know what? Here it is, the 4th of July weekend. There's nothing more American, seriously. You want to wrap yourself in the flag, wrapping yourself up in what is happening with Serena Williams. It's like the women's soccer players, Team USA, and what they're going to do against Japan on Sunday. That's huge. Serena Williams and watching her run, I think, is very huge as well, because it is a slice of history. Joining us now on America Tonight, I mentioned Dr. Joy Macy, my pal. She's got a great book out called Baby Boomer Tennis. I'll say it again, Legends, Lessons, Links to Win in Tennis and Life. And the co-author of that book, Craig Bell, both of them very schooled in the art of the better techniques that you can use as you get older so you can still play the game, for goodness sake, and not hurt yourself. I mean, the injuries that older people suffer, and all people suffer, because of the way they're taught often, it's pretty significant. If you even hang around just the public courts, you'll see and you'll learn about people's aches and pains, some of them pretty serious. So Joy and Craig, thanks so much for coming on the show. Appreciate it.
Oh, hey, thank you, Kate. My pleasure.
Happy to be here.
So, Craig, let's start with you. You and Joy write this book, Baby Boomer Tennis, and I kind of set it up, but what... So I guess I think really in all sports, and we don't see this happen as much, but we love our sports, and then what happens is we think we're 20 years old again when, I mean, hey, even if we're in our late 30s, 40s, 50s, whatever it is, it doesn't matter, but we haven't learned different techniques. So you guys are definitely on to something, Craig. What's the gist of, or perhaps a couple of different things people could do playing tennis so they don't, you know, mangle themselves up when they're on the court?
Kate, that's always a great question. You know, I think I'm still 20 in my mind, but my body says I'm 55. So, sometimes my brain doesn't, you know, it says, hey, Craig, you can't do those kind of things. And so a lot of us that aren't professional, we definitely like to enjoy watching professionals. I'm a weekend warrior like most of us out there, and Dr. Joy and I have come up with I think a very simple approach to the game. There's usually three things that we kind of focus in on, whether they're serving or ground strokes or volleys. Very, very quick, very basic, very simple things that, may or may not have, been heard of, you know, forehands and backhands, and just kind of some different things that, maybe the techniques that, might seem obvious, but just kind of aren't obvious for the baby boomer generation. There's a lot of boomers out there, and especially those who might be interested in playing tennis. Now's the time. Tennis is in high season right now, like you said, with Wimbledon. A lot of great stuff for the next couple of weeks from Southwest 19 in London.
Boy, yeah, no kidding. And Joy, you know, this is a big passion of yours. You used to be a co-owner of an academy where you actually had students, everybody listening, this is really pretty cool. I've been talking about Serena Williams, but Serena Williams and Venus Williams, which is amazing, because how many people can say that they hit balls to watch, practice, all that kind of stuff with the Williams sisters? So I guess first, before we dive into your thoughts on the book, what were Serena and Venus like at the time when you were around them?
Oh gosh, it was amazing. My goodness, that was 26 or 27 years ago. So that's a couple of years back.
Yeah.
Their whole family moved from Compton to our academy, the Rick Mason Tennis Academy in Greenleaf, Florida, in Florida. And it was delightful. I mean, the girls were young, they were, you know, eager, they were strong, they were coming. Even also their older sisters were playing as well. Older and younger sister played as well. But what was neat is we knew they had amazing talent, and this is where, you know, the God-given talent, we knew they'd be like number one in the world. But the length of their legacy is something, wow, you know, it's just so exciting to see them, you know, extend almost 30 years in what they're doing.
Yeah, no kidding. And I think they've really inspired a lot of young girls to play, but just in general, they've helped American tennis, because no offense to the guys, Craig, but we've had some great male players, but not to the caliber of Serena or Venus Williams. So, Joy, I guess, you know, that's the question, too, like we talked with Craig there. In baby boomer techniques and tennis, what have you seen? Because I know you've taught, probably just like Craig, some of these techniques. What have you seen that's happened to people when they started to play with what you've been able to teach them?
What's exciting is when the people learn how to simplify things, because simplicity is the key to victory. So many times, you know, players go out, they always think, oh, rack it back, watch the ball, that their mind is going 150 different things trying to figure out what to do, and they're not really playing the ball. And the neat thing is with simplicity, we take the whole game of tennis down to an Einsteinian formula. The forehand is like C cubed, backhand is P cubed. And we make it simple so players can learn how to work with their body instead of fight their body. And what's neat, we were working actually with a pro that was actually last week, and the pro went, oh my gosh, Joy, this is so easy. I've never done, this is going to change my whole, you know. And that's the fun part of it, whether you're working with a pro player or an amateur or a baby boomer or a young junior, when you teach them how to work with your body instead of fighting, the key to victory.
Yeah, boy, isn't that the truth. And now with the baby boomer generation aging, now more than ever, how significant is that? Craig, when you look at Wimbledon, and I was mentioning right before you guys jumped on that Rafa Nadal, I've seen him play, gosh, I've been fortunate enough to see him play probably 15 times. He's knocked out again, this time by somebody relatively very, very unknown. When you look at Wimbledon and what's happening on the men's side, what do you, and also with Serena Williams, what do you think happens? First of all, do you think Serena wins this one? It's got a tough side of the draw. And what do you think happens with the men?
You know, that's always a great question. I think this tournament is for Serena to win. I think everybody else is, I'd want to be on the bottom half of the draw, hopefully to get to the finals. I was looking at the draw right now, and actually, if Serena wins her match against another American, Heather Watson, and Venus wins her match, they actually play each other in the round of 16, so which would be kind of an interesting matchup. I was like, uh-oh. And so, because typically they don't like to play each other, you know, for obvious reasons. That, you know, they're sisters, and they probably played each other. They probably played each other 100 times out on the courts with Joy and her husband Rick down in Florida. But I know that they typically shy away from each other. But, yeah, I think it's always Serena's tournament to win right now. She's in that kind of zone that it's just hard to – even when she's not playing her best, which at the French Open, I think we all watched Serena probably at about 75-80%. She's still – you know, 100% better than everybody else that's kind of out there. So I still think that, you know, it's Serena's tournament to win. You know, there's obviously some good players that are out there. You know, Petra Kvitova on the bottom half of the draw can give her trouble. Mm-hmm. She's a hard-serving lefty that has won Wimbledon before. You know, there are some trap doors there for her. Sharapova's on her half of the draw on Serena's top half. And so, you know, Maria can give Serena's in trouble, but I still think that at the end of the day that Serena, you know, comes through and keeps chasing history. You know, she's a couple of slams behind Steffi Graf and a couple more behind Margaret Court. So I think she's gonna make it. Personally, I just think she's gonna get there. She's got the tenacity to drive herself and kind of will herself to be the greatest of all time. I think you're lucky, you know, if you've seen her 15 or so times, that's great. I mean, that, you know, you're still watching history in the making. You know, somebody of that caliber, it's once in a lifetime. You know, it's rare. I didn't see Margaret Court play. We did get to see Steffi Graf play, Chris Evert Martina. But, you know, Serena's something special, definitely, that's for sure. But
absolutely. I totally agree with you. Yeah, doing NBC, and I'm always looking at my crystal ball, and I say there's no question. I think she gets it for sure. Joy, we have like 30 seconds left. You think it, too. I hear you agreeing with Craig. You think Serena wins this?
Oh, I think she really will. I mean, she and Venus pulled out of doubles because Serena can really zero in and focus on this match. And I think she's ready for the title. It'll be, you know, the 21st title. Plus, she will also be the oldest woman ever to win a Grand Slam if she takes this title.
Yeah.
When
she takes it. I like that. That'd be awesome.
Right.
Well, I have to tell you both, I read the book cover to cover. It's awesome, filled with pictures. Pick it up, Amazon.com, Baby Boomer Tennis Legends, Lessons, Links to Win in Tennis and Life. Joy and Craig, continued success in the push to get people to play tennis the right way so they don't hurt themselves as they get older. Thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight.
Hey, thanks.
Thank you.
Come out and see us on the court somewhere.
I will. That'll be fun. All right. We're ready to roll.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Extend your life with ExpandoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExpandoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExpandoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExpandoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExpandoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExpandoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExpandoVite.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The water has been a little warm this year. The sharks are, I think, heading north.
Yeah, tell you what, folks. If you are in the waters in North Carolina, I'm going to consider you brave. Another shark attack. It is crazy. I mean, the question becomes, right, as we continue down this road here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, is it safe to go in the water after the Carolinas shark attacks? I keep looking. I looked at a map today, and all the attacks were listed out, and they were so close to each other. It's like, I'm thinking, is this the same shark that's just, you know, the 10th shark attack? Is this the same shark that's doing this up and down the coastline? What's up with that? So the explanation is drought conditions reducing the amount of fresh water making it to the sea. That creates this environment where you've got higher salt levels. That means more fish, more sharks. Warmer waters have sharks in North Carolina ahead of schedule. So that sounds like it's a recipe for disaster. Remember the two teenagers who were bitten 90 minutes apart a couple of weeks ago? Yeah. Losing limbs. barely surviving, right? You had a shark attack a man in his late 60s on Wednesday, in which was the seventh attack. And, I mean, it's unbelievable. And, you know, this guy was the former editor and chief of the Boston Herald who was attacked. I mean, sharks don't discriminate. It could be anybody in the water. But how wild is that? I mean, how wild is it that this guy was attacked? So the paper's website has been listing his condition, and he's in fair condition. He's in Greenville, North Carolina. He has wounds in his rib cage, lower leg, hip, and both hands. And why? Because he was fighting off the shark. He was swimming outside the first breaker when he all of a sudden came upon a 7-foot gray shark, is what they're saying. So the shark pulled him underwater, I want you to get the full effect of this Jaws thing. Bit his rib cage and did all the other damage, the hip, the lower leg, the both hands I mentioned. He was conscious and talking when he was flown to the hospital. That's the good news. But there was a big trail of blood from the water to the sand. So people are getting back into the water. And they're going back into the water. But I don't know, if I'm in the Outer Banks, and I have been there. Now, when people are on the beach and they're screaming, shark, shark, everyone out of the water, which is what happened when he was attacked. He's punching the shark and trying to get the shark away from him and this other guy. And that's what he's hearing. So he had wounds on his legs and on his back. And this Patrick Thornton, who was the latest victim, said the force where at which he was punching the shark, he said it would have been hard for him to hang on. I was punching him as hard as I could. And you know what he said? I mean, this is exactly how they took care of him and everything. He was airlifted to the hospital. He said, the next vacation I take is going to be in the mountains, not the beach. He said, I'm only here by the grace of God. He said, I could be dead. So now I'm thinking, I'm sorry, you got kids in the water. If I have kids and I'm, you know, I'm a water person, would I take them in Avon, would I take them in Surf City, Oak Island, where there was two attacks in the same day, Ocean Isle, these are all in North and South Carolina, Sullivan's Island, St. Helena Island, Hunting Island, it's ominous as it is. No, that's the answer. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't feel safe. I mean, we're talking about, for the most part, people that were in waist-deep water. It's creepy, man. I mean, very, very creepy. And I get it. I believe the scientists, what they're saying. Hey, listen, this is the reason it's happening. Because where our environment is infringing on theirs, and the warm water and the salt that's adding to pulling the sharks in and all that kind of stuff. But I'd be hard-pressed to do that. I mean, I agree with the guy who says, you know, listen, I think the next vacation I take, frankly, is going to be someplace where I'm a landlubber. And we know anything can happen. We know anything can happen to us in the big bad world, of course. So, you know, you've got other people saying, don't be afraid of shark attacks. But, you know, this isn't such a hype thing. I mean, it's happening. It is. That would be the concern, I think, in North Carolina. For sure it would be the concern. In the meantime, we have, boy, lots of odds and ends. I mean, tons of odds and ends. There are a lot of people thankful for a lot of things weekend, trust me, including the people in upstate New York, where you had the two escapees who were on the run, got into a fight over booze, apparently, and how quickly they were able to move. So one ends up dead, one is caught. It is the craziest story, I'm telling you, wrapping my brain around this, because we talked to so many people about it, and we talked about it on the air. But Richard Matt, David Sweat on the run when they escaped the Clinton Correctional Facility back in June 6th. Matt killed by police on June 26th, Sweat captured a couple days later and now in police custody. And the stories of what happened, how they got there, all that kind of stuff are unfolding. And when they were on the run, they broke into a cabin and they were hitting the booze pretty hard, got into a fight about that, got into a fight about how fast they were moving or they weren't moving. And that was it. That was the unraveling, because it took a long time to nail these guys. I know that the governor was going nutty about this, that worried that something was going to happen to some innocent person who was going to get caught somehow in the crossfire. And what really happened is they had a practice run, and when they came out of the manhole, they were supposed to have had a ride. They were supposed to have a ride from Joyce Mitchell, who was helping them with some of the tools and stuff in the shop where they worked, and she ran in the prison. I mean, now she's facing her own prison time, which is insane. How could she be talked into that? The prison tailor, smuggling hacksaw blades, hiding them in frozen hamburger meat, having the meat delivered to Matt is just, I mean, unbelievable. So, of course, she's arrested. She's charged with promoting prison contraband and criminal facilitation. I mean, good luck with that. And then now they're looking into that prison as to whether or not they've got more guards on the take, more guards who are willing to help the people that are behind bars. How big does this go? Was there drug trafficking? Was there other things that were happening with the employees and the inmates? Was there heroin use? They say there was heroin use. There's a drug trade that involved the employees. Because think about it, bringing the contraband, getting the money from families, I mean, who knows? You can see how easily life imitates art. Just like some of the movies that you've seen about prisons, a lot of that was certainly unfolding there at the Clinton Correctional Facility without a doubt. And will we find any more specifics about that? I hope he cooperates. I'd be curious to see how all of that, you know, plays out. And I think this week and last week, what really was the controversial moment since South Carolina has been over the Confederate flag. And there was a new poll that came out, Americans' public opinions on the Confederate flag is about where it was 15 years ago. Most describe the flag as a symbol of Southern pride, more than one of racism. That's a new CNN ORC poll. And questions about how far to go to remove the references to the Confederacy from public life are really prompting more about racial divides. The poll shows that 57% of Americans see the flag as that pride more than racism, about the same as in 2000 when 59% said they viewed it as a symbol of pride once again. But among African Americans, 72% see the Confederate flag as a symbol of racism. What's really taken a turn is NASCAR is getting rid of all Confederate symbols, and now they're telling the people who come and support NASCAR, who park in the infield with their RVs, spend a ton of money, that they don't want them to bring the Confederate flags, to leave them behind. That's a big deal, because that pride, Southern pride thing, or whatever it is very prevalent at NASCAR races. If you want to look at one place, incredibly visible, it absolutely is at the NASCAR infields, no question about it. Hey, we're taking the show on the road. We want you to help us take the show on the road all over the place, all over this country and outside our borders, if you're listening to me in another place, which many of you are. KateOnTheRoad.com. Go to KateOnTheRoad.com and sign up, because you could win a Flex 11 2-in-1 Windows tablet. The Flex 11 tablet has an incredible high-resolution display, awesome views, I know, face dropped me one. You could be our next winner for a Nextbook Flex 11 Windows tablet. Go to KateOnTheRoad.com, KateOnTheRoad.com.
I can't wait to get on the road again, on the road again, going places.
State Non-Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
About in a lot of different circles, certainly with whether it's we have this tug of war, it's like we're at the poker table and everybody's got their cards up, only we seem to have different patterns on the deck, whether we're saying climate change or global warming, and the Pope comes out with a climate letter pushing dialogue with everybody. Wow. I was so stunned to hear that from the Vatican. To, you know, you think of the preaching to the world's Roman Catholics, and it's the amount of Catholics, I think, is at 1.2 billion. But on June 18th, he sent a letter about the environment, Pope Francis, talking about all kinds of things that seemed backwards and weren't communicated correctly, but very few people have actually talked about it. So we thought it'd be great to have Tom Harris on. He's the executive director of the International Climate Science Coalition. Hey, Tom, thanks for popping on.
Yeah, hi. Good to talk to you.
So first of all, let's address the letter. What were the things that popped out to you about Pope Francis's letter about climate change?
Well, actually, it's interesting because the letter was about many topics. Only about 5% of it was about climate change. The most common topic in his letter was actually support for socialism, which I thought was a little strange for a pope because, you know, this is really advocating a political position. He was talking about things like private property and how it should be shared with the commons and things like that. But in the 5% where he did talk about climate change, he must have been channeling Al Gore because he said all the same things that you hear from Al Gore. The sad thing is that he said, in fact, they say right here in his encyclical, this encyclical welcomes dialogue with everyone. Well, the Heartland Institute out of Chicago, they're a free market think tank, they sent about a dozen experts to the Vatican on April 28th for a big Vatican conference on climate change. They were trying to gather information to put together their encyclical. And, you know, they did not, of course, support the idea that we are causing dangerous climate change. If I can just read you one sentence from Elizabeth Yore. Yeah, Elizabeth Yore is an international child's rights attorney, and she was part of the Heartland outreach. She said this, "Our opinions were not only ignored, but we were scoffed at and demeaned by high-level Vatican officials who called us deniers, Tea Partiers, and funded by oil interests." You know, and that's what they all found, even scientists in the group, the same thing. They were harassed at the summit in Rome by the Vatican. So it's interesting, they're not actually practicing what the Pope is preaching. And then a little later, the Pope says, well, you know, he says, we know that we don't actually have, how does he say, oh yeah, here it is, on many concrete questions, the Church has no reason to offer a definitive opinion. And then a little later, he says, we know that technology based on the use of highly polluting fossil fuels, especially coal, needs to be progressively replaced without delay. So he's contradicting himself not only in his actions later, but also right within the encyclical itself. Because if they try to move over to non-fossil fuel sources in much of the developing world, people simply won't have electricity at all.
And that's key. Do you think people don't understand that? They don't get that about what we're talking about when we're talking about electricity, especially?
Yeah, I don't think people do get it. I think they just see the plug in the wall and they think they plug it in and, oh my goodness, the rates are high. Those companies must be cheating us. What they don't seem to understand is that, you know, the United States in particular is the Saudi Arabia of coal. And it's also the cheapest form of electricity by far. The actual price of coal, as you get it out of a power station, they call it the price at the bus bar, it's about 4 cents per kilowatt hour. Natural gas is about 15 cents, and wind and solar, which Obama wants the world to use, is 22 cents per kilowatt hour. So, you know, we can absorb it in North America, most people. I mean, the poor will have a tough time with this, but most people can absorb that. It's just a nuisance. But in a way, what you're saying to poor Africans is that you can't have electricity.
Yeah, because how would they pay for that? This, we always come back to the same thing in developing alternatives. You have to have you'd have to have an affordable alternative, because forcing, especially with regulations, forcing people to jump to something different when there's no way they could ever afford some of the methods that we're talking about is failed.
Oh, yeah.
No matter what. I mean, no matter what, how you feel about it, like I said, with the different cards and with the analogy I was trying to make with the different patterns, it doesn't matter. You know, I noticed this. I know that you taught climate change in Ottawa. What do people in Canada, what's the conversation like in Canada over global warming versus climate change?
Well, it's really interesting. There's a big split between the media, mainstream media, and the general public. The general public don't rate climate change as a very high concern when they compare it with things like taxes and roads and schools and hospitals and stuff like that. But the media, the mainstream media in Canada, has pretty well closed the door on people like me. I occasionally get on radio, but newspapers, man, I have to send out like 70 versions of the same article, making sure I don't overlap circulation zones, but, and then maybe I get one publishing, you know, and that's really tough. I actually have to go to the U.S. to influence Canadian policy, because I know a lot of Canadians read your articles in the United States, and there's a good reason for that, because our Prime Minister has announced that we will simply follow the U.S. on climate change. So our climate policy is being decided in Washington by people that we can't elect. So if we want to influence Canadian climate policy, we have to get published in the United States, which fortunately is much easier.
Wow, and there wasn't any blowback to the Prime Minister saying that, that we'll just follow whatever the United States does because, hey, it's North America. I'm assuming that's why he's saying that.
Yeah, well, there is among true conservatives, but among most people, they want him to actually do a lot more. You know, for example, there's a big climate march. There's a climate march in Toronto on Sunday, and they're bringing together all the left-wing groups, the labor groups, the Indian groups, social justice groups, all kinds of groups. But, you know, one of the things they don't realize is that the climate scare actually violates many of these social justice type causes. You know, there's a really good example here in Ontario. Because the Ontario government wants to lead the world in the fight to stop climate change, they've closed down all of our coal stations over the last 12 years. 12 years ago, we had low electricity rates. Ontario was the leader in Canada for industrial development. And over that time period, electricity rates went so high, so many companies left, that we now have five times the debt per capita of California, and Ontario is a have-not province. We have to borrow money from other provinces. Now, it's not just the cost of electricity that's going up. In an attempt to replace these coal stations, they're now putting up, an enormous number here. It's thousands. I'll just get you the exact number. Let's see. 6,736 industrial wind turbines. Okay, 6,000.
Wow!
And these things are 609 feet high. That's as high as a 61-story building. They're the biggest in North America, and they're being put up all over the province. And not only are they going to slaughter golden eagles, because golden eagles follow the northern part of Lake Ontario, and of course, in brilliant government fashion, they're putting the turbines right in the migration path of these golden eagles, but also they're putting them anywhere they want, up to about 500 meters from homes. And there's a very sad example in Ontario where a lady by the name of Shelley Correa has a son who's being diagnosed with sensory processing disorder, and it's crucial that he live in an environment free from excessive noise. So they moved way out into the country, into a place in southern Ontario called West Lincoln, which is very quiet. But the government suddenly said, we're going to put a 61-story wind turbine only 550 meters from your house, you know, and
wow.
I mean, this is terrible for her son. So people concerned about social justice who are marching with the climate people on Sunday, they should look at this and they should say, wow, you know, in an effort to try to influence the climate in 50 years, we're going to hurt people today, you know, like this boy, Joey, but also people who, you know, eat, because, of course, across the world, biofuels, which is, of course, one of the solutions to climate change because they supposedly generate less CO2, they take 6.5% now of the world's grain supply, which means that the food prices are skyrocketing. And so not only do poor people in these countries have a difficult time getting electricity, but they're finding it hard to get food. And so once again, you know, in an effort to try to control the climate, things like social justice are just being thrown out the window.
Right. And wow, what an explanation. Crazy. I'm still thinking about Canada and just following along, if it were only that easy, right? In other areas of our lives to say, hey,
yeah.
Simon says, follow us because we know what we're doing here. Wow. So you're obviously paying very close attention to what's happening in our elections then coming up for president 2016.
Yeah, and I'm relieved to see that quite a few of your Republicans, unlike our so-called conservatives, are actually saying, look, this climate scare is bogus. I mean, it's just a hoax. And I'm really glad to see a lot of those people are saying that. I hope one of them becomes president.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. It's a crowded field, that's for sure, on the other side. Tom Harris, Executive Director of the International Climate Science Coalition. Tom, thanks for joining us on America Tonight.
Okay, that was great. Thank you.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.